there was a 10% drop in foreign visitors holidaying in Ireland in May when compared to the same month last year. That's according to figures recently released by the CSO. And now, at the midpoint of this year's summer season, our reporter Ethna Dodd went to Westport in County Mayo to find out how visitors and businesses feel about the current tourist numbers in Ireland.
I love Westport, yes, fabulous. This is like heaven on earth, away from the hustle and bustle. It's magic.
We're having a marvellous time. People are very, very friendly.
Lovely. It's great, yeah.
Westport in County Mayo is one of the most well-known tourist towns in Ireland. On a beautiful sunny day, at the midpoint of the tourist season this year, the town was full of visitors. But Westport businesses had mixed feelings about their trade.
John O'Brien's shop in Shop Street, Westport.
You have your eye on what the tourists are doing and how many are coming. What do you make of it this year so far?
Well, it's down about 30%, to be honest with you.
Yeah, everybody just says it's too expensive. Ireland is too expensive at the moment.
I'm Alan. We're at Savoir Fair on Bridge Street in Westport. I think Westport is kind of in a special case of its own. Any and all tourists that come to Ireland tend to come through Westport. Earlier in the year, springtime, we saw fewer US tourists, but they're now back in a big way.
My name is Dermot Madigan. I'm the co-owner of the Clockhouse Cafe. We've had a really good year this year so far. A lot of European, French, German in particular, and a good few from America as well.
Michael Lennon, General Manager of the Westport Woods Hotel.
How has business been this year?
Well, business is good. We're ahead of where we were this time last year for the first 6 months. Occupancy is good. It's a bit tighter in the food and beverage area. People are definitely coming to visit, but they're spending their money wisely as regards what they want to eat and entertain themselves.
Westport is busy.
Rosaline Herity meets tourists every day as part of her job at the Westport Community Tourism Hub.
It is quite busy. All the hotels are reporting full occupancy across these months. The town itself, the restaurants, the bars, they're all busy. We're very lucky to have Westport Estate here as well and Westport House, and so far they have been quite busy as well with their numbers.
The latest figures from the CSO for May of this year found that while tourists coming from North America into Ireland have increased, numbers have decreased from the UK, continental Europe and the rest of the world. Rosaline Herity says these figures agree with what she has observed at the tourist hub.
Definitely more people from the United States and Canada as well. I could see a drop from the UK, definitely.
Do you have any idea as to why that might have happened?
I don't know. Maybe on last year the weather was so bad here that people maybe are going, they want to go where they're guaranteed to get the good weather. That's the only thing. Whether the prices of things, accommodation, food, that has all gone up. That might impede on it a little bit. Obviously the VAT rate here, it went back up to 13.5% in the service industry for bars and for restaurants, hotels. So that is, I think that does affect it.
For the tourists who have chosen to come to Westport this summer, most were baffled as to why anyone would want to stay away.
For us, it was an easy flight over. No language barrier for the most part. Seems very, very safe, and lots and lots of history and things to see for us.
Any drawbacks?
No.
You don't find it too expensive or anything?
It's comparable to the United States, so I don't feel like we've spent any more than we would on a vacation close to home.
I love it, but when it's raining, it's just a little too much.
Did you find it expensive to be here compared to Italy?
Something, yes, but the petrol more expensive, the drink are more expensive, the restaurant just a little.
It's stunning, the countryside is stunning, and there's a lot of pride in the towns that people live in. It's really nice.
Do you find it expensive compared to the UK?
Food and drink is slightly cheaper, and then the accommodation is maybe the same, maybe a bit more expensive.
I love it. I think it's the most beautiful country. I'm really taken not only by the scenery and excellent food, but the people. I find them so lovely, so warm, so friendly. It's just a very happy place to be.
That report from Ethna Dodd. The time now, 12 minutes to 9.